probably noticed on Monday, Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp were down for several hours. Stephen Colbert said, so if you wanted to share photos, you had to go door to door with Polaroids of your brunch. Colbert again, Facebook did not say what might be causing the outage. Now, I'm no computer expert, but my theory is a just God. For hours, users were left in suspense about whether their second cousin thinks the vaccine gives your pancreas Wi-Fi, James Corden. People started noticing something was wrong when they felt happy for more than 30 minutes. Colbert, now clearly this is the day the machines have risen up and taken over, but don't panic. They only know our thoughts, feelings, family, friends, location, facial patterns, and banking data. Fallon, meanwhile, people who couldn't use Instagram spent the day posting their weekend pumpkin patch selfies on LinkedIn. Colbert, it was so bad that the only way Facebook could let the world know what was going on, and this is true, was by posting a message on Twitter. That must hurt, Facebook communicating problems on Twitter. That's like Burger King running out of fries and having to announce it on a Big Mac. I gotta go check Facebook one of these days. I hear bad things. Corden, with no social media, I ended up spending most of the day talking to my son. He's really nice. Fallon, Facebook was only down for a day, and in that short time, everyone got the vaccine. Kimmel, before Facebook, I had no problems with any of my aunts or uncles. It was all birthday checks in the mail. And Jimmy Fallon, yes, Facebook's entire site crashed. They were like, oh my God, this is the best press we've had in months. From the Daily Beast, comedian Blair Erskine, best known for making MAGA parody videos, turned her attention to Facebook, Instagram, etc. She was posing as a spokesperson for Facebook, and in her video said, we here at Facebook would just like to say, I thought you deleted Facebook. Then referring to the outcry over the whistleblower who appeared on 60 Minutes over the weekend, fake spokesperson Blair Erskine said, we just think it's kind of funny that everybody was like, hashtag delete Facebook, and now they're like, hashtag Facebook down, you know, because which one is it? Did you already delete it or is it down? Because it can't be down if you deleted it. In response to everybody hailing Tom from MySpace as the internet's new hero, she said, Tom left you. Do you think Tom thinks about you now? He doesn't. He's a photographer now. She concluded saying, good luck remembering your mom's birthday now, you pieces of crap. She spoke to the Daily Beast over Twitter DM and said, it just seemed like such a high school move to make when Facebook went dark for the day. Like when you're a teenage girl and you hear your boyfriend is planning on dumping you, so you dump him first, like that'll teach him. The petty power move, gotta respect it. You'll never be able to convince me they didn't do it themselves just to scare everyone. When she posted the video, she didn't realize that Facebook was already back up, and then she joked, this is another example of Facebook trying to assert dominance and sabotage me personally. From 1430WCMY.com, your home for comedy news, Jerry Seinfeld has named the one female comedian he would love to have on his all-star comedy team. Who do you think it is? I actually have read this article in advance. I know the answer, but who do you think Jerry Seinfeld would have on his all-star comedy team? Are you ready? When asked to name the top five dead or alive comedians he'd put on his list of greats, Jerry said, I would pick Harpo Marx, George Carlin, Rodney Dangerfield, and Flip Wilson. He then noted all those comedians have passed on, picking his favorite comedians that are still alive. High praise from the great Jerry Seinfeld. I would pick Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, Sebastian Maniscalco, and Jim Gaffigan. That's some list there. They pointed out, no women on the list, Jerry. And he said, that's a great idea. And he added Kate McKinnon to his list. Kate's very funny, but is Kate a stand-up? I don't think I've ever seen Kate McKinnon stand-up. Have you? From the Belfast Telegraph, on normal days, you're home for comedy news, but not today, because today, your home for comedy news is 1430WCMY.com. But from the Belfast Telegraph, Jimmy Carr has said becoming a father could be a bit of a gear shift due to the type of material he uses in his comedy. You Yanks who aren't hip to Jimmy Carr, after this podcast, why don't you watch some Jimmy Carr on Netflix? Speaking of which, I will watch Dave Chappelle in Your World last night, My World tonight, and I will talk about it on tomorrow's episode. Jimmy Carr has revealed the name of his young son. That son's name is Rockefeller. Carr said the name, which is also the name of the billionaire philanthropist, as a hint of Chris Rock, the greatest ever comedian. That's two in a row loving Chris Rock. Asked if fatherhood had softened him, Jimmy Carr told the Radio Times, it could be a bit of a gear shift because of the kind of comedy I do, but so far I'm still telling the same jokes. I've got the same sense of humor. We'll see, because I'm sure I'm going to be writing a lot of material about him. In fact, I think he might be tax deductible. That is a joke. He got in trouble a few years back for a tax avoidance scheme. And he said, people thought because of the type of comedy I do that it was a water off a duck's back to me. It wasn't. It was really horrible. I had panic attacks and I still do. I wake up to them. Jimmy Carr has a new book, Before and Laughter. Not sure I love the title, Jimmy Carr. It's an anecdotal memoir and a self-help book, which features witty one-liners. He wrote it over the pandemic with the intention of sharing it with his son when he grows up. Asked if the self-help elements were written ironically, he said, "Absolutely not. I'm quite a hippie and quite into self-help books, so it's in no way a pastiche. But I view everything through the lens of comedy, so even when I'm talking about depression and grief and purpose in life, I treat those subjects lightly. The book is incredibly sincere and not very serious. It's basically a book for people who wouldn't read The Power of Now, author Eckhart Tolle. But what if he did more dick jokes?" So with the internet going down and everything, I got distracted. I didn't properly thank Becky yesterday. Becky went to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. She threw $5 in the tip jar. And this morning, I went to National Donuts chain and got a large iced coffee with caramel and milk. I actually went back there around 11:30 and got a large iced coffee with pumpkin and milk. I'll tell you a little too much information about the pumpkin. Gotta be careful if you get kidney stones like I do. The pumpkin, I think, creates kidney stones. I can't go to town on the pumpkin. Every now and then I can have one that I can drink like 64 gallons of water to wash that down and flush the system. You know what I mean? So normally caramel with milk. But Becky, I appreciate the coffee, but I got distracted. As I shared yesterday, Becky had shared with me a photo, supposedly of some sixth graders watching Bob's Burgers on a TV. I thought it was pretty good Photoshop. And when I took out my phone yesterday to look at the picture again, it wasn't there. I think the Bob's Burgers Mafia knew that I knew that it was a Photoshop, and the only way that they could make sure that I didn't share the photo with you guys, proving it's a Photoshop, proving there is no Bob's Burgers, was to take the entire internet down. Instagram, Facebook, Bob's Burgers Mafia was like, "We got to shut this down right now. He's on to us." So Becky, nice try. Again, two questions for the audience. One, have you ever, have you ever seen Bob's Burgers? The answer is no. Second question, have you ever met anyone, anyone at all, even a group of sixth graders? Have you ever met anyone who's seen Bob's Burgers? The answer is no. Becky, thank you for the coffee. Buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. David Spade spoke to golf.com, which normally would be your home for comedy news, but of course it's not, because who's your home for comedy news? You forgot, didn't you? I will tell you for the third time in the podcast. 1430WCMY.com is your home for comedy news, not golf.com, who spoke to David Spade. The golfers were like, "There's a photograph on Instagram of you and Tiger Woods in a golf cart. Do you play with Tiger Woods often?" Spade said, "No. I got a lesson from him the day before his car accident. This was at Rolling Hills. I told him, I don't think I can get any better, but I'm always up for a lesson. We got to drive around in the same cart, even though it was still COVID-y out." COVID-y out is a great phrase. It's a little COVID-y out today. Tiger putted a little with me, gave me some reads, and then we went out and played a few holes. Spade said he was never a caddy as a kid. "I grew up in Scottsdale, and there's courses everywhere. I had a bad neck, so I never caddied, but I was a cart washer. So I saw the grimy underside of golf, which is stealing people's sunglasses and their suntan lotion after they forgot them in the golf court, and then saying, 'Nope, nothing in here.'" Does David Spade keep track of his handicap? "Nope. If I'm doing all right, I'm usually a bogey golfer. Birdies are pretty rare." Then golf.com must have gotten bored with golf questions. They asked Spade, "What did you blow your first big celebrity paycheck on?" Spade said, "My mini first splurge was a $400 leather jacket that was too heavy and I looked like Fonzie. But I thought I was cool, and everyone else thought I looked so stupid. The second one was a 95 Land Cruiser that I still have." And from thedrum.com, normally would be your home for comedy news, but they're not. Who's your home for comedy news? You forgot. I'm going to have to tell you again for the fourth time in this podcast. Your home for comedy news is 1430WCMY.com. Let me just stop. Take out a pen and write it down. I'm tired of telling you. Ready? 1430WCMY.com. Okay, good. The Drum says Ryan Reynolds is up to his regular antics. The actor's gin label, Aviation American Gin, has unveiled a new commercial starring Yakov Smirnoff. So where's this going? In the commercial, Ryan Reynolds narrates a brief recap of Yakov Smirnoff's debut on the American comedy scene way back in 1977. Viewers glimpse a clip from a stand-up set in which Yakov Smirnoff says, "In Russia, there is three drinks. It's vodka, two glasses of vodka, and a bottle." But Reynolds tells viewers the clip implied Smirnoff was a vodka fan, which was not true. Then the film cuts to a present-day Yakov Smirnoff, who says, "Vodka is like bread in Russia, except it's cheaper and we never run out of it." And while people assume you must love vodka, Smirnoff says he's actually a gin man and he sips an aviation martini. And to prove his love and allegiance to the spirit, Yakov Smirnoff changes his legal name from Yakov Smirnoff to Yakov Aviation American Gin. In the Soviet Union, podcast follows you on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Soviet Podcasts, George Lopez Tacos, and whatever other recurring joke I have. Buymeacoffee.com/dailycomnews. See you tomorrow.